No, there were seven kids in my family, but there were the first three, Milton, me, and my sister Nellie, were all of us. We were a year and a half apart, so we, the three of us were kind of, you know, could be together a lot. And then I think it was about, before Esther came, it was about, she's 5 years younger than I, so it was about 3.5 years younger than Nellie, probably. Yeah. And then after came Kenneth, he was only 2 years younger than Esther. And then there was a bigger gap before Leonard came along, and finally John. But we were all kind of short kids. You know, our parents were kind of short, and my brother was short. I don't think he was maybe at 1 inch taller than I am, not much. And Nellie was my sister next to me. She was the tallest of us three girls. And then, let's see, there was Milton, me, Nellie, Esther, then Kenneth, the brother. He was one of the tallest of any of us kids. And he's the one that died at 16. So young, you know. We all just loved him. We always liked each other and got along, enjoyed each other's company. Of course, we'd have little disagreements about things, but nothing major. That's one thing. We always enjoyed each other. Yeah. And they were never troublemakers. Never got into trouble of any kind that I knew about. Milton and I used to have little squabbles about trivial things that never lasted, you know. But we always, about major things, we always got along. And we had such good parents, I think. They taught us always how to be good to each other and to everybody. Be polite and, you know, just be nice. Always share whatever goodies we had. And they didn't let us squabble, for one thing, probably. As we started disagreeing about something, they wouldn't say, "Now, enough of that," you know. And the only way of ever being punished that I can remember is I'd have to go sit on a chair. You know, mother'd say, "Okay, now you kids, that's, you go sit on a chair for a while and stop your squabbling." That's how they, and I and the others had to go sit on a chair too. But I never remember being spanked or anything like that. But I remember that mother did spank Leonard once. I mean, that's why I remember it. It's so unusual. And I don't remember why it was. But you know, we three girls were right in a row: me, Nellie, Esther, and then Kenneth, Leonard, John, and of course Milton was the boy all by himself up there. I always felt kind of sorry for him. We three girls, you know, could do things together, and then the three boys could do things together. Milton was all by himself, the only boy. You know, he was too old to buddy up too much with the little boys because he was already my dad's best helper on the ranch. So I think he was happy. But he and I were pretty close, you know. Being the oldest and a boy with three girls right after him, he was the one in charge. And but he was... You know, we got along. We didn't fight or anything, but he always had the right answer to any problem that came up with us kids, you know, if we didn't go to our parents. He knew what to do. And, yeah. But he was more or less the one in charge until we got older, you know. And as I say, Milton, you know, decided that he was going into college as soon as he was the oldest, and he became a civil engineer. He liked working outside, and he would build dams and work on rivers all over the world. He went to Africa and Asia and worked on their rivers, and so he had a very interesting life. And of course did some at home here too in America. Milton died from a heart attack. He was he was pretty old, you know. He died at home. And his oldest, you know, he married a woman with two children. Do you remember them? David and Susan. And David became a doctor, you know. And he was there in the house when Milton died. And that's why, you know, he said, well, it was a heart attack. And of course we knew, he knew, and he could tell us all what happened.
But I was always good at sports, and and I was in high school. Let's see. Well, we didn't go in for sports much, but I was on the basketball team. I played basketball, and in college I played basketball. And Nellie was never quite, she was always, never felt quite as good as the rest. For one thing, she wasn't as limber. I've always been really limber, you know. And she was always a little stiff, and it wasn't her, it's just the way she was put together, you know. It's kind of funny. I mean, it's not funny, but odd. Yeah, Nellie was less athletic. Esther was better at it, and I was good at it. Of the three girls, you know.
We three oldest kids, our parents helped us decide what we should be. From then on, the kids made their own decisions, you know, because they had us as examples, what we could do or not do, what they could do that we did. And I don't know, we always felt, we older ones felt we had to be an example for the younger kids. So that made us behave ourselves. Mother decided, she said, well, I should be a teacher. I always did pretty well in school. And she decided Nellie should be a nurse because she was a little bigger than I was. And she studied, went away to Rapid City and learned about being a nurse.
But
she was never very strong. She, every time there was a bug going around, she would get it. Like, she got measles, chicken pox, mumps, and I never had any of those. At least not when the family was having it.
It's funny, every little germ that came along, she got it. Because I remember she always wasn't feeling good a lot. And let's see, I'm trying to think, what was the first major illness she had? Yeah, chicken pox is the first one we had. We got it from my cousins, the Boner boys. We spent Thanksgiving with them, I remember. And they weren't feeling too good. And they broke out with chicken pox right after we left. And of course, we were exposed. And that's right, that's the first thing Nellie got. Nellie and Milton both got it. I didn't get it. And let's see. And then after that, Nellie got the measles. Let's see, how were we exposed to that? I think that wasn't until we were in high school. And one of our roommates had got the measles, and Nellie got the measles, but I didn't. I just didn't get anything. Let's see. But, you know, like I say, she was always the one that got everything and was not as strong and as healthy and vigorous as I always was. And then, of course, she got the darn TB. That's what took her life. But she was an adult by that time, and she had gone on, you know, went through nurse's training and was working. She worked in Denver at the Denver nursing home there. But, and working on that TB ward, which was not a good idea for anybody with her kind of, you know, she tended to get every ailment that came along. And then she died from it. Yeah. And then came Esther. And she became a school teacher like I was. I know my mother especially would let her do things that she wouldn't allow us older kids to do. Or, you know, she would always, like I said, she'd start to cry if she didn't get her way. So mother would melt away and get let her have her way for most things, not everything, I'm sure. But anyway, we all realized that she was the baby of the family. So we all kind of spoiled Esther, I think, since she was younger. But, as you know, she was kind of the baby for a while. But then Kenneth come along and being a boy, but she was the youngest girl, always, you know. But Kenneth came along, and then Leonard, and then John. But let's see, then after it came Kenneth, and he died when he was 16. Yeah, he had a ruptured appendix. Let's see, I think he was an officer of the class in some way. He was a junior when he died. And he was on the football team and basketball. And I mean, he was just, he was a good sports person. And he's just very popular in school. In fact, there's an article, after he died, there was an article in the Lux paper that said, Kenneth DeGearing, popular high school student, dies. And so, I mean, everybody knew he was very popular. But he was just a good kid, you know. He didn't go in for the bad things that some of the high school kids think they have to do, you know. But that was the first tragedy in our family when he died. I was in college, and so Esther was too. And Nellie was a nurse. But Kenneth was such a good kid, good looking, very popular in high school. The girls really went for him. And he had a girlfriend, the daughter of the band leader, Pharaoh. Do you know that name? You probably wouldn't know. But he was the band leader for a long time in the Lust Band. But he and this Pat Farrell were girlfriend, boyfriend. And then when he died of ruptured appendix, I remember we had to tell her. And then remember she came to see him after he was, you know, his body was there. Of course, he was the oldest of the three boys that came along with. They were kind of spread out. And And then the boys came along, and they were such good kids, you know. They were fine. Leonard, let's see, what did he have? Oh, gosh, my mind. But he wasn't as healthy as the rest of us kids, and he actually went to Mayo Clinic. You've heard of them. But he wasn't what you'd call spoiled. He just needed extra attention, you know, with his health problem. So I never felt like he was spoiled, that's for sure.
And Leonard, pretty much stayed on the ranch, he and John both, which was good. Although Leonard did come down here and go to about a semester of college, is about all he went to, and John didn't go much, but they were busy right there on the ranch, you know. So, and they didn't need a college degree to run the ranch. They learned it all from my dad. But they're the ones that kept the place going, helping my dad.
But anyway, then there John was, the little one coming out on the end there. And he was always such a good kid. You know, we older kids always were proud as we got older and would get together and say how John and Leonard were never spoiled. You know, they just, like a lot of the youngest ones, how they get spoiled. But John was never spoiled, and of course, Leonard was the youngest for a while there, and he wasn't spoiled, but then his health got bad. John was born after I went away to college, so we didn't spend much time together. And Leonard was the next, the youngest, next oldest after John. And the same with him, you know, those two brothers of mine, I had already left home. Yeah, they were always so much younger than I was. My little siblings. But we always got along. Of course, you know, being older, we weren't home that much. Of course, I was home when I taught, when I was teaching the kids. But other than that, like I went away to college, and I went away to summer school a couple of years. Yeah, you know, I don't know. We all just got along really well in my family, and we've stayed close all our lives. You know, we tried to keep together as much as we could. So now here I am. John and I are the only two left. He's the youngest, and I was next to the oldest. Yeah.